Emporia State coach Craig Doty. You didn't bring me any chocolate chip cookies. Huh?
We got some more in the locker room. My mom made goodies as she does every game, too.
We do appreciate her.
She's great. You know, she lives for this. I mean, her grandmother was huge on, like, baking and stuff. So I think it impacted her as a child. So she's been waiting to be in her 70s where she could just be retired and do this all the time. No lie. And we'll talk about the game. But my mother spends $500 a season on ingredients to home cook all the baked goods for our team and everybody else. So she's an angel, and she likes to load up sugar. We have to keep her away from our children, her grandkids, our children too. So
well, that's what us grandparents have that option to do. We can get them sugared up and send them home to mom and dad
in doses, right? In small doses. You got it.
Well, congratulations on the win this afternoon.
I loved how well we played together. You know, 20 assists is a huge number. I think it's our most in a conference game in quite a few years even. So we share. You know, these are games where we could get different guys could get different shots at nearly any time. But we elected and we chose to play together. And when our guys do that, I think we're just that much better. I just thought there were some really good moments. We played well, and credit to our guys for not. Not playing down to an opponent who, you know, is reeling a little bit. I mean, they got some tools. They got some pieces. Stevie Strong went for 40 points. He was MIAA Player of the Week this past week from what he did the week before. And we were able to keep him in check. But Newman has some good players, and I thought our team did a good job of controlling them just taking the game by storm and handling it from start to finish.
Takes a lot of the pressure off when you can knock down three big threes almost right in a row from really three different guys.
Yeah, like I said, the ball moved. I mean, Elijah misses his free throw, although he has a perfect night, 9 for 9 from the field, 5 for 5 from three. He was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. But, yeah, what a night for Elijah. And I thought the passing, though, was all started from Owen. Owen was a willing passer. And I think the really cool stat is there that we had nobody with more than 3 assists tonight, but yet we had 20. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different guys with either 2 or 3 assists on the night. That's a lot of passing, and a lot of passing coming from a lot of different players. And I think the fans here at Wide Auditorium enjoyed seeing it. Now, there's nights that we're going to face really good defensive teams, and we're going to have the ball stick in the hands of the people it needs to be in a little more. But in general, I do like it when our guys are willing passers. When teams collapse on the D, we make the right read, and it leads to good shots.
And I'm looking at Owen Long's line this afternoon. The one thing that also stands out to me, no turnovers this afternoon.
It's a great point. Yeah, no question. He had 0 turnovers, and that's a big number for him. He's still upside down on his assist-to-turnover ratio, but he's been pretty clean the past few games. And I think he liked having a little breath of air tonight in terms of, teams weren't, Newman didn't guard him in such a unique way like other teams did. They did force him to his left. They didn't let him get back to his right. But the help wasn't quite so aggressive coming in. But I think that's also a credit to Owen because he moved it early. And when he was willing to move it early, that help defense had to get out of the lane, and it opened up our offense for us.
Don just hands me a note on Elijah Kamath there. He's the first player for Emporia State to shoot perfect from the field since a gentleman by the name of Jordan Fithian went 9 for 9 against Ottawa on November the 15th, 2006.
That's nice. And that's versus an NAI. We did it in conference, so that's good, too. If I'd have known, Don needed to come down and tell me in the middle of the game so I can get Elijah's 10th shot made. You know, he could have went 10 for 10. But, no, Don's got fast facts all the time. I don't know how he played. He's like, you know, ESPN will always tell you, like, this is the first time that this player, you know, played 32 minutes and had this many points in a game in the franchise since 1962. Well, that's how Don is. I don't know where he gets his information. He doesn't have the quite the tech that ESPN has. I think it's all up in his brain. We call him the wizard for a reason, the wizard of ESU.
Now, let's see here. I think I lost my connection. Okay, now we're back.
We're back? Okay.
We're back.
We're just pumping up Don Weiss for the fast facts. So, no, it was good. It was good.
Well, this is one of those games where a lot of players stand out, and it's nice to get a win like this, especially since you haven't played in a week and you're not sure how they're going to respond, and your guys really come back and respond nicely.
No question. Offense was great, 62% from the field. Defense was solid, giving up 41% from the field. Kept Stevie Strong in check, you know, who has the ability to go off for 30, 40, as he's done multiple times this year in terms of, you know, within that range. So, yeah, I mean, overall, good effort. We're happy with it, but we can't be satisfied. We've got to keep pressing forward. We're going to have quite the road trip coming up versus Central Missouri and Lincoln, and we're going to have to battle. So big week of practice. They get a day off tomorrow in terms of athletic activities. We'll be study hall, making sure our academics are staying where they need to be. But, you know, we're winding down. Our guys got to show what they got left in the tank. Got everybody coming back next year in terms of non-graduating besides Sam Baker. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of movement, but we don't want to say, hey, let's be great next year. Let's make a run this year. It's going to be tough. We have two huge road games coming up. We come back home for two more. I felt like going into this game, we needed to win four of our last five to all but secure an NCAA tournament berth. We knocked one off 1-0 today. We got to go 1-0 on Thursday. The only way we can do that, though, is to go 1-0 Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday in terms of our preparation. So we'll keep working. I appreciate you, Greg.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday on Hornet Talk.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
That's Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty joining us here on post game as Emporia State gets the victory this afternoon, 92-60.